Come on down to Stone Cold Creamery, where we got a dozen flavors for your little sweet tooth. Do we got vanilla? Oh, can I get a hell yeah? You're gonna love my rocky road, and that's the bottom line. You can smash in some cookie dough. What? You can smash in some brownies. What? We even got some gummy bears and some little sprinkles that you can stomp in like a mud hole and walk it dry. Now get on down to Stone Cold Creamery. Beer's always on tap. And let's go ahead and begin the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program, because Stone Cold said so.
Internet radio program. My name is Mike. I am joined by my good friends. First, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here.
What's up, buddy?
And also, the king of pranks, the albino alligator, popcorn bitch, Travy Pee Pants. Mr. Travis Hulse is here. Hello, Travis.
Hey, boys.
As the phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Travis.
Yeah.
I feel like there's so much going on in the world.
Oh, it's a tidal wave.
That we need to discuss.
I don't think we should discuss any of it.
No?
Nah.
Travis.
Let's just shoot the shit.
Travis. I'm hoping that you know what's going on with Armie Hammer, because...
Oh, wow. That guy.
Travis, do you know what's going on with Armie Hammer?
Apparently, one of his jilted ex-lovers decided to leak some DMs or text messages to the internet and let everybody go wild. Apparently, there was some metaphors being used having to do with their sexual escapades, but it was pretty much... things like, I can't wait to eat your heart and come on your face, that kind of thing.
Well, doesn't he also like road sodies and cocaine?
I'm sure he does. Yeah,
but that goes without saying, though, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, of course. But
who doesn't like road sodies and cocaine?
Ex-girlfriend with, you know, some dirt and somebody who's famous that she wants dated, she's able to throw on the internet.
So it's a jilted ex-lover, right?
Yeah, it's like, hey, I can get my 15 minutes of fame by, you know, having these like insane headlines from all these weird BuzzFeed adjacent websites.
Look at me, look at me. Hammer. One time I dated the guy who played the Lone Ranger.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
So that's the story, Travis?
He liked to take bites out of people while masturbating.
So he doesn't actually eat people, is what you're saying?
I would assume he doesn't actually eat people.
Travis, does he have like a secret lair under a pizza restaurant that he murders people and eats their flesh?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, it would have to be more like a sex dungeon, because I feel like the implication was that it was a fetish more than like sustenance.
Travis, did you hear that you could put toothpaste on your penis to last longer? Did you hear this thing going
on? What the
millennials are doing, they're putting toothpaste on their penis. At least that's what they're saying that the millennials are doing. I think it's like the Tide Pods thing where like maybe one kid said it one time.
Well, apparently everybody's eating ass nowadays too, and I don't know.
Well, I mean, that's fine.
Yeah, but
whatever,
I mean,
whatever
it
makes
seems
you
like
happy.
It seems pretty dominant. Like, it seems like everybody's eating ass. And that just wasn't the case when I was a younger man. So if they're putting toothpaste on their penises, I mean, if there's anal involved with these sexual escapades, you're just cleaning it out for eating it later.
I mean, Travis, you're already down there. We're talking like millimeters.
Oh, I'm not saying don't
you
do
might
it.
As well, just saying, just, you might as well eat some ass while you're down there. Why not? Who cares? I mean, that's just common sense, Travis. Drunk, hit play on that thing. I want Travis to learn. This computer voice is going to tell us about putting...
So this is putting toothpaste on your penis.
On your penis.
Massage toothpaste on your penis to get hard erection and increase timing. It's amazing.
Why would it wouldn't make you hard, right? It would, like, just make you last longer. That was what I understood.
So right away, I love the computer voice.
Yeah, it's good. It's educational.
To make hard penis and last longer.
Increased timing. And this
animation is amazing.
How to make you or your partner in the bed more ferocious. Not the little blue pills, not India oil, toothpaste. Guess what? In toothpaste is more than you can clean your teeth. Sex has become more hard and make an erection more lasting effects.
Why is there a computer voice doing this in the first place?
Because I don't know, Travis, but what they're telling us is, I was under the impression.
And why was there a quahog in that picture?
I feel like this is like a Cyberdyne plot to destroy humanity. The robots are like, how can we make these dumbass humans kill each other
quickly? Do you think that the Sheens are doing this, Travis? Like, they're putting out these Tide Pod things? See, because they made the Tide Pod challenge.
It's the only thing that makes any sense.
And now they're telling us to put toothpaste on our penises so that we don't have more children, so that we die out and the machines can rule.
That's right.
Provides a simple method for topical. Use toothpaste to clean the glands. You may know that all tropical medicines, the main role is to 1. Numbing. 2. Stimulating the nerves.
See, it looks like they're going underneath.
Stimulate improved erections.
Oh, yeah.
Numbing delay. According to this theory, you use toothpaste to clean the glands before sex. Toothpaste primarily composed of damp, fragrance, and
drunk. So I think they're saying that, like, you put toothpaste in the hole to clean it out.
No, not the hole.
What does clean the glands mean?
The pores.
The pores?
Yeah.
No, she said the glands.
She's probably talking about cleaning the glands of your sexual partner.
Oh, so like you're the toothbrush, Travis, is what you're saying?
That's correct.
This sucks. I hate
mint,
this lady.
Amines.
Plus she called it the
mint leaves or amines.
Oh, see, now they're putting it like way high on the shaft.
Toothpaste is the most secure foreign supplies, will not produce side effects, but also a good cleanser. After cleaning, whether with or without liner, for women without any irritation or effect. Because you just brushed your teeth with mouth to kiss women, it is estimated that women never had own toothpaste residue will be stimulated.
So who did you say is doing this now? Like the kids?
Drunk X out of this. I hate
brush
this.
Brush your teeth to kiss women.
Yeah, you just brush your teeth, Travis, so it'll be fine, is what they're saying.
I'd say just shove your shaft into a giant tub of Vicks Vapor Rub and see what happens.
No, Travis, I've done that.
Gen Y, don't put toothpaste on your penis.
Don't do it.
Don't
what you're
do
saying?
It.
You think it's a bad idea?
I think it's a bad idea.
Yeah, I like Travis's theory that it's the Sheens that are trying to sabotage us, is what they're doing.
So we don't make no more babies.
Right.
What is the source for this thing? Where did you find this?
Jose Barber at YouTube.
It has over 1 million views, Travis, so I believe it. Like, why would 1 million people view this if they weren't trying it?
Close to 1.3, so...
It might be really great. We just haven't tried it yet, Travis.
But if it is...
Give it a shot.
If it is the machines, couldn't they artificially inflate those numbers?
I bet Army Hammer puts toothpaste on his penis.
Yeah, the machines probably made it look like a lot of people watch this thing to trick you into believing the veracity of it.
This is July 15th, 2018, so we are 2.5 years behind.
Oh yeah, we are woefully. How many? We gotta go back. We gotta look at the death trends from sex between then and
see
now.
See how many people died from putting toothpaste on their penis.
Exactly,
Travis. I believe.
Well, it's like a chemical castration for women. Like you're launching your shaft inside her with Crest White Strip toothpaste
and pushing it deep.
Yeah, it's probably drying up her eggs.
Travis, my toothpaste I bought because Nikki Glaser recommended it.
Was it the charcoal stuff?
No, it's the shit with Arm & Hammer bacon soda in it. And she's like, this is good toothpaste. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I mean, if Nikki Glaser said it's good toothpaste, right?
You hate it?
And then I just use it because, like, what do I give a fuck? And so, like, now I go buy it all the time because that's my brand of toothpaste.
Because that's what you buy.
Yeah, the reason that I buy it is stupid.
Some comedian said
didn't right. She it. Said it once, and I guess her teeth are pretty white, right? But my teeth aren't getting any whiter. So why am I buying this toothpaste, Travis? It's not the cheapest toothpaste. It probably say, isn't
probably
the best
not,
tasting.
Reasonable.
What am I doing,
I
Travis?
Say, don't you usually go by taste?
You know,
you could. It was an older person thing to do was to actually put baking soda on your just generic toothpaste. So you could just do that.
Just like sprinkle some baking soda on top of your toothpaste?
Yeah, or underneath. You put a little baking soda on your toothbrush and then you put your toothpaste on there and then brush. It's the same thing. You get the grit from the baking soda. Also the terrible taste. But you don't have to pay the premium prices.
Travis, I think that Andrea with two E's from TeePublic might be a sheen because she's been emailing me every day, Travis. She emails me every day saying that we need to make merch with TeePublic.
Does she say the same thing in all of the follow-up emails?
No, they're all different.
All different.
Hey there, how's it going? TeePublic helps provide fan merch for hundreds of top podcasts. So,
let's stop it right there. Top podcast.
Yeah. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
What do we rate it on Apple?
Best Andrea with two E's. Whatever the fuck that is. Nobody. So first of all, no Andreas spell it with two E's.
A-N-D-R-E-E-A.
That's psychotic.
Is that right?
So Andrea is either a sheen or some kind of weird ass millennial hipster who added it.
How do you know it's not Andrea?
You know. Drunk for a time.
Oh.
I spelled Mike M-Y-K. You want to know why?
Because you want to be cool?
Because I was a fucking dipshit. So the next day, I get another email from Andrea with two E's. Hey there, have you had a chance to check out some of the other merch stores we've created for podcasts? No, I didn't. I don't care about merch, Andrea. So then the next day, Travis, she starts this one off. Hey there, don't want to bug you. Well, obviously, you do want to bug me, Travis. You've emailed me days and days. I know timing is everything when it comes to thinking about merch. I'm confident your fan base would support you and would be eager to show you off. Is there a reason why now wouldn't be a good time to get started with TeePublic?
There's definitely a historic precedent for our fan base supporting us.
We can't even get 10 people to print out a flat drunk for free.
So, yeah.
What are they going to buy? A coffee mug that says Dubfod?
Guys, whatever the opposite of a promotion is, that's what I want to do for TeePublic.
If you wanted a t-shirt, I'm sure we can get Happy Goats to come out of retirement.
You tell goddamn t-shirt. Andrea to leave me the fuck alone. I'm not making merch.
Yeah, we're not cutting them in on any merch sales anyway. If you guys actually want a shirt, I'd be happy to make you custom shirts using colored Sharpies.
Oh, Travis,
they will
that would
be one
so
of one.
Great.
They will be custom. So it wouldn't be just a mass produced piece of shit that you'd get from TeePublic. It would come right out of the cave of Travis's creative temple.
You could wear like a sclusy piece of gator art. Man, that would be something.
He'll make sure to put it on a nice Gildan t-shirt.
Yeah, whatever Walmart sells for like $3.98.
Holy shit, Travis, you're going to put it on a Gildan?
Got it.
Travis, let me tell you a story. When I was 3 years old, by the way.
Wait. Let me grab my pillow and blanket.
Travis, by the way, I'm drinking a King right now, the drink that me and you created.
That's right, baby. That's the new hotness.
Is it going to go nationwide?
What I did, I bought some banana whiskey the other day at the Sam's Club. Mm-hmm. And I sent a picture of it to Travis. I said, look, I got this banana whiskey because I wanted to try it. I was curious.
Sure.
And let me tell you, drug, it burns my lips. But it's good.
In a good way?
I like it. I like it. It's a tasty beverage. And Travis, he said, you know, I like this peanut butter whiskey. And I bet those two would be good.
If that screwball?
Put them together. And so I went
that to... That screwball's pretty good.
Drunk. What
yeah,
happened
there's
was,
a few of them that are pretty decent.
I bought this banana whiskey at the Sam's Club because I drove way the fuck out to a faraway Sam's Club because they're the only ones that have the sangria now.
The one in your area doesn't have the sangria
no
more?
No. And apparently now this one that I drove...
When's the last time you went to the Sam's?
Way the fuck south...
Would you have to go to Baldwin or something?
I went out like where All American is.
Oh, Lord.
And they didn't have it. And so I was like, well, I got to get something. So I got the banana whiskey. And so I went home and did online research. And they have my sangria at Total Wine.
Okay.
So I went to Total Wine. And while I was there, I got me some airport bottles of this peanut butter whiskey to try Travis's special drink. And we're calling it the King because that's what Elvis liked on his sandwiches.
Mm-hmm. Peanut butter and nanners.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, he had one in his hand when he died shitting on the toilet.
Didn't he also have bacon on that peanut butter sandwich?
I'm going to go take a shit and eat my peanut butter and
peanut butter and bacon
sandwich.
Sandwiches.
Hey, baby. Yeah.
So good.
So anyway.
Ain't nothing like a peanut butter and banana sandwich while you're taking a shit on your porcelain throne.
Precautions for use. 1. Use toothpaste and water to clean the glands penis to avoid fluid into the urethra will stimulate the pain caused.
See, so they don't
the pain?
They don't want you to put it in the hole because the hole's the urethra, right?
That's where shit burns, baby. If you've never gotten soap in your penis hole.
But you're cleaning up the glands, right? Drunk X out of that. I hate it. I hate it.
No, we're gonna keep going.
The
back
goddamn sheens.
What you gotta do here when this episode drops is you gotta go ahead and put the recipe for the King on the website.
What it is, it's peanut butter whiskey, banana whiskey, and you put them both in a glass with some ice. And
yeah, but
you gotta say equal parts.
I don't think Mike is using equal parts. I think Mike's using 2-1 banana.
Yeah, I think it's more banana because I have more of it, Travis.
Okay. Well, then do that. Then in a rocks glass, fill with ice, 2 parts banana, 1 part peanut butter.
Travis, when I was 3 years old.
You're going to drive the traffic to the website.
My grandma and grandpa Moore, they bought me a John Deere cast iron tractor.
Oh, hey.
Like a toy or a drive one?
Did you bring me that coat?
What coat?
The fur coat.
No. I'm telling a story, Drew.
The kind you push on the ground or the kind that you ride?
It has paddles, Travis. Yep. It has paddles.
I'm familiar.
And so I was 3 years old, and I get on this this cast iron tractor.
So it's basically like a big wheel.
And I, yeah. Well, I'll show it to you. You want to see it?
Sure.
Okay. Travis, spoiler alert. I have the cast iron John Deere tractor.
Did you pick this up yesterday too?
Yeah. Okay. So this is
2 seconds to the glands penis fire, but soon wore off and clean with water. Can be repeated several times. Decreased gland sensitivity, but also feeling. Do not make no sense.
Oh, you're not supposed to make no sense.
Pretty good, right?
Dude. That's some pig shit. How much do you want for it?
So I was 3 years old. I get a cast iron John Deere tractor from my grandma and grandpa. I ride it once, Travis. I ride it one time. And my dad says, well, he's going to ride that through one of our walls because it's so heavy. Take that away from him and put it down in the basement.
What?
So
that sounds like something your dad would say.
So my mom.
I've never actually physically met your dad, but I've talked to him on the internet and... heard
pretty accurate. Should I have done the voice? Well, he's gonna ride that through the drywall. We better take that away from him. So I got this big ass tractor. I rode it once. It was probably expensive, I would imagine.
Dude, I'll give you $25 for that, right? You
know. Yeah. John Deere branded cast iron items. They're quite pricey. Even then in the 80s.
Travis, by the way, has a detachable wagon. And I have the wagon.
And you can fit every single one of your G.I. Joes in this motherfucking wagon, dude.
So what was that? That was 35 years ago, Travis. They put it in the closet underneath the stairs.
Dude, it's clean, too. All you need is a wet wipe.
Where it sat. They just
kept it in there? They didn't give it to, like, your sister's kid or anything?
No. It's been in the closet for 35 years.
I'm telling you, Travis, the wheels on this thing looks like it's been ridden twice. Maybe.
It was ridden once, drunk. It was ridden one time.
You need to do some online research on this thing. You might be sitting on a nest egg here.
Little scuff on the wheel, but that's okay.
I've seen them sold on eBay and Facebook Marketplace for like $500.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I'm telling you, this wagon is in mint fucking condition.
It's never been used, drunk. I drove around it once.
Don't want that kid fucking up my drywall.
2 days ago, my mom, I guess after 35 years, Travis.
Decided to say, fuck it, here, take your toy back.
She cleans out that closet. And
first time in 35 years?
Eminem style.
They start calling me. When are you going to come pick this up? We want it out of our house.
You didn't even know about this, did you?
Well, no, I've heard legend of it, but it's not like I remember it.
Right.
I wrote it all of a sudden was once on my birthday 35 years ago.
My earliest memory is 4, so I obviously wouldn't remember 3.
So now I have it, Travis. I have no idea what. I guess I'm going to sell it, or do I not sell it? What do
you
I?
You put it in your closet for 35 years, and it'll be worth even more money.
And then, like, one day, I'll call another adult man to come get it who can nothing with it, who can't have any fun with it. I'm too big, Travis.
You're definitely too big for that thing.
That now becomes a collectible when it can no longer be used for play.
But you do need to take a wet wipe to it, for sure.
I wipe it up just so that I can put it in another closet and never use it.
Exactly right. That's you know, socking away gold in a safe.
You got nephews, don't you?
Travis, I wish that my gold was like little and gold.
Dude, you better,
not big
you better
and cast iron tractor.
Keep that locked up.
Right.
I will steal that.
Drunk's going to steal my tractor, Travis.
Better sell that shit quick.
I'm telling you, dude.
Yeah. Well, I was banned from eBay, so I can't sell it on there.
Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace. Just bring a gun.
Travis, I think that we should go to break. We have a lot still to get to.
Fly to Vegas, go on the Pawn Stars. So you'll definitely be put on TV.
Do you think this will fit in the carry-on compartment, drunk, or do I have to check it?
And then you'll get residuals from the show every time you're on it. So,
do you get residuals just for being
why wouldn't you?
You probably just sign a release, right?
I was going to say you probably sign a release, probably don't get anything.
I don't think
they're paying all those motherfuckers on Impractical Jokers every time they show that.
They collect everybody's home address so they can send them a 12-cent check.
Right. Yeah.
Travis,
fucking play those shows on marathons nonstop.
It's not to say it's a fucking lot, but I mean,
Travis, I really want to talk to you. I was sent a targeted ad for the next iteration of Cameo. And I'm pretty excited about that.
You guys are obsessed with Cameo.
Well, now
I'm not.
There's a new Cameo, drunk. I would argue better.
Travis, Cameo. What do you mean you're not? You said something about Cameo in the chat. Like
that's because Facebook fucking is like sending targeted ads at me. Like I give a shit about Cameo. That's because me and my sister-in-law's boyfriend. One day around Christmas, he was over here and we were chatting and I was telling him about Cameo and he started looking shit up. So obviously Facebook heard us talking about it and now they're sending, every time I open up Facebook, they're sending targeted ads for Cameo. And I just so happened to see Randy Quaid as one of the pictures on the main ad because you can just scroll the main ad to see who's on there.
Isn't he like $1,000?
$2,500.
$2,500 for Randy Quaid?
Yeah.
What a load of shit.
Yeah.
So
you ready to storm the Capitol tomorrow, or you coming with me?
Are we going?
Well, Jeff City, not.
not the nation,
we could probably make Jeff City. That's not too bad. All right.
Like us, follow us, stalk us. We love the attention.
Hi, this is Warren Beatty, and you're listening to The Wheelbarrow Full of... I'm not reading that.
If I stay here with you, girl, things just couldn't be the same. Blah, blah, blah. You're not a bird, first and foremost, guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a stupid idea. Like, what, did you fly away from your fucking... your 16-year-old wife pregnant? You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we talking about right now, guys? Like, this is very simple songwriting at its finest.
You're a human man. You don't have wings. You take your flights in planes. A tadpole becomes other things, but you'll never, ever change. Your feet are on the ground. The sky's not for you. You're not a bird, you cannot fly away. You're not a bird, you cannot fly away.
Live.
Internet radio.
Online and on your mobile device.
Strangelabel.com.
Ever been using your phone's GPS and thought to yourself, this bitch don't know me? Who gives her the right to tell me where to go? Maybe it's time you get the directions from a friend.
In half a mile, keep right.
Go to WFODix.com and look for Waze under the Extras tab.
In 0.1 miles, turn left, and then turn right.
Mike is the driving companion you've always wanted. Get him today.
Turn left.
I'm pandering. Oh, oh. Tricking other podcasters into liking my show. I'm pandering. Yeah, yeah, I'm pandering.
Are you from a Hardy state or a Carl's Jr. state?
Once again, WFOD. Wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Morning, break your bread. I've been burning down the back street with no cover overhead. Try to keep it on the front of me. Take away the rain. Later on, we'll kiss the weekend, and you're calling out your name. Later on, you stable white horses. Later on, you suffer from pain. Hello, operator, I've been here before. Take the elevator to another floor. Others on the southern front, brotherhood and caught him in the film. I covering, been killing me. Iterate the moderation, put a bullet in the mine, dial in another station, pull apart another time, bring back tomorrow. Now you're crawling down the street.
Guys, welcome back. Travis, when we went to break, Drunk took the headphones off and said, "You're lucky you have such a smart dad."
Who cares about your children's happiness? Right. Make money in 35 years.
Well, I grew up to be such a well-rounded individual. It was all worth it, right?
Really did the trick.
So, Travis,
I feel like maybe that's the beginning of the end for you. Like, you get a brand new present, and your dad immediately takes it away because he's worried that you're going to wreck his house. I feel like that explains a lot.
Yeah. Travis, there's a new cameo that I was getting targeted ads for. It's called High Note, and it's pretty much just Cameo, only with the expectation that people are going to sing one of their songs for you. And there's really nobody good on it.
It says Cream. You can search Cream.
No, Cream isn't on it.
So they're going to sing, like, personalized to you, or just sing it on a video?
Well, Travis, I got a couple examples. Do you remember the group 303?
No.
I think they were big like in like 2009-ish.
What was their song?
Well, you'll probably recognize it, Drunk, but this is an example of what you'll get on High Note.
What's going on, Michelle? This is 303 coming to you. We were asked by your friends Dan and Susie to play this little ditty for you.
Let's try it.
Black dress with the tights underneath. I got the breath of a last cigarette on my teeth. And she's an actress. But she ain't got no need. She's got money from her parents in a trust fund back east.
Mama Michelle.
Always pressed to your cheeks while my tongue is on the inside of...
Do you remember that song?
I do not know.
Song does not sound good via Zoom or whatever the hell.
It wasn't a great song.
I like the song. That song, I like that song.
I have another example up for you, Drunk.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your man Montel Jordan stopping by just to say, I'm kind of buzzing, it's all because this is how we do it. Oh, Mikey does it like nobody does. This is how we do it. Yo, Kevin, to all you guys doing your NBA Fantasy League this year, you might as well just go ahead and turn the championship over.
So he said Mikey does it like no one does, Travis, because they always have to, like, put the person in it somewhere.
How much is Montel Jordan?
Well, Montel Jordan still got it.
He sure fucking does.
Montel, there's, by the way, there's like nobody on here that's under $100. Montel Jordan's $100. 303 is $100. Mario, Charles, what did Mario sing? Do you remember Mario?
Mario sounds familiar, but I don't know.
He was an R&B man, Travis. Hits. For some reason, he is $250. He is $150 more than Montel Jordan.
That makes no sense.
Is Juvenile up here so he can tell somebody to back that ass up for me?
Let Me Love You is Mario's number one song. That doesn't ring a bell. Do you remember Let Me Love You?
Does not ring a bell.
I don't recognize this at all. Why is Mario so expensive, Travis?
I guess you failed to take into consideration the international market. Maybe he's huge in the UK.
That's true. But yeah, like Maya is $175. Right Said Fred is $250.
Well, of course, Right Said Fred.
None of this makes any sense.
Sammy Sonic. Nice.
Sexy for you, Bill.
But there's like nobody. They tricked the Wu-Tang Clan into being on here, and like, now they just have, like, sold out on here. Okay, we'll take them down. But they can't because, like, Wu-Tang Clan is the...
their biggest name.
Yeah. So they just say, oh, yeah, no, they're sold out. Like, they're sold out because they realized this website was a joke. And, like, the best person on here is Vertical Horizon, Travis.
That is pretty good.
Lisa Loeb?
Yeah.
All right. I like Lisa. Yeah. You say nobody on here. There's some quality artists.
Ghostface Killah? Come on now.
Ghostface Killah, that's not Ghostface Killah. That's Masta Killah.
Yeah, keep it on. Ghostface. Boom.
Oh, okay.
1400 bucks.
He's the one that
Ghostface Killer.
He's the one that tricked Wu-Tang Clan into getting on there. Ghostface, and then the rest of them like, "No, this is stupid."
The only people paying for Ghostface Killer at 1400 bucks are professional athletes.
Brian Vander Ark of the Verb Pipe.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Travis,
he was only freshman.
Savage Garden on there?
No, strangely they're not, Travis. Travis, did you happen to see that the band the New Radicals is coming out of retirement tomorrow?
Is that
the Music
in Me? Is that what that one is?
They're gonna play the inauguration.
I got the music in me. That one's the New Radicals.
Don't give up. You got the music in you.
He had Marilyn Manson all pissed off at him.
Yeah. They're coming out.
That's really good with Garth Brooks and the New Radicals.
Is Garth Brooks playing?
Yeah.
How'd they get Garth Brooks? He stays apolitical, Travis.
He said it's not about politics. It's not about politics. It's about unity.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Bridging the divide.
Travis, you think some shit's going to go down? You think we're okay?
I'm fine.
There's a lot of warnings at my work because, you know, there's a delivery aspect to my work. So just telling us to be careful out there.
There has been a lot of FBI apparently warnings. They've been getting tips and they've been hearing chatter online.
You know, by the time this podcast comes out, like, you know, we'll be speculating something that people already know.
That is true. Maybe we are all in our doomsday bunkers as we release this.
Right. But I mean, like, by now, guys, if you're listening to the podcast, you've already seen the New Radicals come out of retirement. So congratulations to you. That's pretty great.
It was awesome.
That song was big with Bo Biden. And
was it?
Yeah. So Joe Biden was like, you know what? You need to get the fucking New Radicals. I was like, fuck yeah, Joe Biden.
Was that 90s or was that early 00s?
I think the New Radicals were probably early 00s.
Yeah, I think so, too.
That's actually kind of cool, Travis. I like it.
Something for his kid.
Yeah.
It was a fun song. It was a fun song.
He calls up these guys.
My boy can't be here to see this, so let's, you know.
Those guys are probably accountants now. Haven't made music in a long time. And they're like, hey, you like our one fucking song for over 20 years ago? Cool.
You never know, though. This might be the boost that these guys need.
Three, erectile difficulties. We recommend stimulating the gland's penis after
erection.
Maybe
I don't understand what the glands mean.
Erectile dysfunction is in good condition.
X out of this. I hate it.
Why don't you look up what the glands is?
Travis, when they say stimulating the glands, what are they saying?
You got to stimulate the glands. Don't you know what glands are?
What is the glands?
Like you have glands, like lymph nodes. You got glands in your neck. You got glands all over the place. Your penis has glands.
Are my balls glands? Am I putting toothpaste on my balls, Travis?
Maybe the ball is the gland of the
But that's
the
thing. It's not a D. It says G-L-A-N-S, glands.
Well, she also called the topical ointment tropical, so who knows what she's really trying to say.
This Sheen doesn't know what the fuck she's talking about. Travis, they said the New Radicals have been broken up for 22 years, so if that's the case, then it was late 90s, right?
Huh.
Did they have that one goddamn song, and then they called it a day?
I think it was.
Maybe they called it a day before that song
he
hit.
He went on to be like a producer and... He's
You mean the main New Radical?
Yeah, the guy.
Oh.
Like, he's written and produced a lot of stuff.
Huh. It's kind of fun. I'm curious to see the New Radicals get up there and play their song, Travis. I am.
You Get What You Give is a 1998 song by the New Radicals. So they didn't last but a year?
So they
a summer.
They had like a big hit song.
They had a summer.
Fuck it.
They were the boys of summer.
Just like
1998.
Abercrombie and Fitch or whatever.
Fuck it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to fuck right off and hope that one day a president's dead kid will have liked this one song that we made. And that's when we strike.
The reason that this band broke up was they were tired of touring and promotional interviews.
And like interviews?
Yeah. Touring and interviews, they were sick of it.
I don't know why. Interviews are so much fun, Travis.
Oh, they're a really good time.
They ask you, like, so where'd you get your name? And why'd you say you want to kick Marilyn Manson's ass? That's a silly lyric. What's that all about, guy?
Are you afraid Marilyn Manson is going to come after you for that?
Why you wear all those floppy hats?
Dude, I still wear the floppy hats.
I have never in my life worn one of those floppy hats.
You don't ever go fishing or golfing?
I mean, if I do, I wear a regular hat or no hat. Never, I've never owned a floppy hat.
I own like four of them.
You go golf, you got to wear a visor.
Maybe I would fucking
I wear the floppy hat.
Maybe my whole life would have been different if I had, at some point had committed to the floppy hat.
The bucket hat, I believe.
Travis, you ever rock a floppy hat? I'll tell you what, Travis has like a majestic beard now, drunk.
I know, I sense it.
It's like you could like braid shells into it.
He could have been Santa Claus for.
Yeah, this might be the longest I've ever gone without shaving or trimming the thing at all.
So, how long are you sitting on?
A few months.
I was about to say, that looks like it started in the summertime.
Yeah, it's probably mid-fall.
I've had it grow pretty long, Travis, but I always just eventually trim it. I haven't shaved in a pretty long time, but it gets long enough that it bothers me, especially the mustache, because it starts getting in my nose.
I'll shave mustache all the time.
Getting in my nose.
Oh, you
got to,
I trim above my lip because, I mean, it's bad enough now when you're eating like a messy hamburger or something and it just plasters all over your face hair. That sucks.
You get food in it, Travis.
Yeah, it doesn't really happen because I do keep around the mouth trimmed back a little.
My wife says, like, hey, you got bread in your beard. And it's so embarrassing, Travis. It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because I look silly. It's always been a thing of mine, Travis. I don't like having food on my face.
You like to have your beard silly. Nice and tight.
I don't like to look like a silly goose. I wipe my mouth more than I need to because I don't
want
anybody
to see food.
That's where
you and I differ. I gave up giving a shit about what people.
No fucks given here either.
It's just like, oh, you don't like what you see? Well, turn the other way. I don't like you either.
You know how often I like burn this part of my beard with my lighter trying to light my cigarette?
In the chat.
It's all uneven and shit.
Mita says that floppy hats with JNCOs was gold. Never had JNCOs. My mom, she wouldn't let me get JNCOs. Oh, man. She also wouldn't let me buy shoes that weren't white.
So I was watching the wrestling the other night, and you know Jeff Hardy, he still wears the JNCOs. So you reckon he's rocking 20-year-old JNCOs? Is he like...
Well, JNCOs isn't a thing anymore. It's gone.
Found somebody to make JNCOs for him.
I thought they started making them again a few years ago.
No, they ended it, didn't they?
He just bought every pair of JNCOs he could find. And
I thought somebody brought them back.
Well, I mean, it's bound to happen eventually, Travis, that somebody buys it.
I mean, Zubaz are back. Why wouldn't...
Zubaz never went anywhere, baby.
Oh, I don't think I ever had a Zubaz either, Travis. Never had.
I love my Zubaz. I own three pairs of Zubaz.
Hell yeah. I'm in the market for some Chicago Bears Zubaz right now. I won't buy them officially because fuck the Bears. But I owned multi pair.
Travis, you say fuck the Bears, but I know you don't mean it.
Yeah, but I gotta see.
Well, Mitchell Trubisky's the truth, so.
Fuck.
Who would you want, Travis? Like, how would you even fix it?
So a guy I work with who's the same title as me, he's a big Bears fan, and he's pining over Deshaun Watson.
Oh,
right
me
now.
Too. As soon as the news hit that he wanted out of Houston, my little fucking fanboy heart just grew 12 sizes. Like, I know there's no possible chance.
He looks it up and talks about it every day. I'm like, he's not going to Chicago, dude.
I still look at it every day.
Fucking,
I look at it on Twitter.
Virginia will not pay that much money to fucking have fucking Deshaun come.
I constantly look at it. You got drunk. When you're a Bears fan, you have to latch on to any glimmer of hope you can possibly find. So you got to just let him live his life. And it's like when you buy a lottery ticket and for a while you think, oh, what would I do if I had all that money? It's the same thing. It's like, what would I had what would I do if the Bears had Deshaun Watson? So you got to let him be.
I don't know.
Here we go.
I can see Indy.
On June 20th, 2019, Jinko's Instagram page posted an update reading that an official relaunch of the brand would occur on June 28th. Whether that happened or not.
See,
who knows?
2019 is the wrong time to do it because everybody's all into the skinny jeans and the.
Did they just trick everybody into buying up all their old shit and then just relaunch?
Hey, fine by me. I mean.
Because yeah. I remember there was a mad dash to get the last of the JNCOs. They had like a going out of business sale.
I bet you Jeff Hardy would bought up every single one of those.
Sounds like a movie that Daniel Day-Lewis would be in, doesn't it?
The last of the JNCOs. The JNCOs. The JNCO heist.
It's got a nice cinematic score with mostly violin.
So they sold out all their merchandise. They had a big going out of business sale. Everybody panicked. And then they're just like, yeah, we got more.
Yeah, we can produce them again.
We're it's fine now. Deal. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, I guess I need to get some, Travis.
I bet you in like 05, they probably sold pretty well on eBay. I bet you.
I know, I missed it.
Travis, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have what you would say is like a pick of the week, Travis, something you want the people to know about?
Yeah, I guess I have a pick of the week. This is a last minute entry. Just watched this motion picture last night. It's been a slow week for me watching new content. Really been enjoying just watching shit I've seen a million times. So I watched the movie last night. I know you love it when I bring it up on Shudder, called The Hunted. This is a story about a gal who meets a guy at a bar. They hit it off. And things go south, and it becomes a cat and mouse game of her trying to escape the clutches of these evil shitbags through the woods. It is quite good. Check out.
She meet him on like the internet?
No, they met at a tavern.
And
she's
like,
having a bad day. She went to a tavern. She's having a drink. Some guy's hitting on her, being a real creepy creep. The other guy comes up, says, "Hey, how's it going?" You know, he chases the guy off and then sits down. They have a great old time. He's really charming, really nice.
Oh, they do the thing where one guy is kind of a creep and then the other guy saves her.
Yep.
But then he ends up being the real creep, right, Travis?
Yep. Big time creep. So throws her in the trunk kind of thing, takes her off. Accident happens. She escapes. And then it's just a good old fashioned chase
through the woods.
Through the woods.
In the dark?
Some darkness, some daylight.
A lot of tripping over sticks?
Nah, not too much tripping, which was really nice to see. There's usually a lot of tripping. There wasn't much tripping. There's some good gory scenes in there because they run into some other people. And it's a tense thriller.
Wait, do all the people they run into, they all die, right?
Yeah, oh, for the most part.
Yeah. Because why wouldn't they, right?
Caught in the crossfire, baby.
Sure. Drunk pick of the week.
Stay in the heat. Stay out of the kitchen.
Something
mild ass bitch.
The people to know about drunk.
So drunk's pick of the week coming a week from Sunday. So probably about the time this podcast comes out.
Okay. So this coming Sunday.
So no, this
we're talking about the Sunday after.
This Sunday is the AFC NFC Championship weekend.
Right.
2 weeks after that's the Super Bowl. Right. So the week in between.
In between. Puppy Bowl, right? That's when they do the puppies. The puppies all.
No, the Puppy Bowl is during halftime.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Puppy Bowl is on Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh. What channel is that on, Travis? The Puppy
Bowl. That would be the Animal Planet.
Yeah.
God bless those animals.
I know, right? So a week from this upcoming Sunday, the WWE on pay-per-view will have the Royal Rumble.
That's my favorite wrestling event.
It's mine too.
Because there's a whole bunch of people in the ring.
And the main event for this year is Roman Reigns, the Universal Champion, versus your favorite and mine.
John Cena?
Goldberg.
Why do they keep bringing that dusty old motherfucker back? Did
Roman Reigns turn heel? Is he a bad guy?
Yeah,
now?
And he's a great heel, actually.
So now Goldberg is coming out of retirement to try to take down the bad guy?
Oh, actually, you know what? He's not against. He's against Drew McIntyre, who's the good guy. I'm sorry.
Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre?
No, Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg.
Versus Goldberg.
Yeah.
Why did they keep bringing
Roman Reigns is fighting Kevin Owens.
How can he be the best? Didn't you guys get inundated with that commercial of Roman Reigns being such a good dad?
Well, that was 2 years ago.
Ladies look through the fucking window.
Now he's the head of the table.
Well, Charles, I think what happened was everybody hated Roman Reigns because WWE really wanted you to like Roman Reigns.
And then he got leukemia, which I still think might be at work.
You think he had fake leukemia? That's a bold stance. I think.
Is it, though?
Can we throw a couple allegedlies in there? Drunk? Allegedly.
Well, I said, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
You it's did a work. I didn't say it was a work.
So. Well, I remember there one time Vince McMahon went and got in his limousine, and then the limousine exploded. And everybody thought Vince McMahon was dead, but then he was alive. So it's probably similar to that.
Yeah.
Just the leukemia angle.
And then my secondary non-ish but really pick of the week is don't put toothpaste on your penis.
Yeah. I kind of want to try
Unless you got some really good toothpaste.
Trevor, I mean, like, has the computer woman convinced you to try?
I mean, I use the foaming stuff, so...
On your penis?
No. On my toothpaste. I have the foaming toothpaste.
What's a foaming toothpaste?
Oh, dude, it's as soon as you start brushing, it goes nuts obongo, dude.
It's like an aerosol, isn't it?
See, I've been using the toothpaste that Nikki Glaser said was good. I haven't even looked at other toothpastes in years, Travis, because I just have the toothpaste that I buy.
We used to get the Crest with the, I think there was like, it wasn't the mouthwash one, but it was like the sparkle. I don't know what the fuck it was, but we switched to Aquafresh years ago because it was the only way we could break our kids from the bubblegum toothpaste into real toothpaste. So.
Wait, they have bubblegum toothpaste, Travis?
That's what kids' toothpaste is. Every kid's toothpaste you've ever seen is bubblegum flavored.
Oh.
It's disgusting.
So
it's the Extreme Clean Foaming Toothpaste by Aquafresh. Is what
Extreme Clean Foaming Toothpaste.
Yeah.
So what makes it better at cleaning your teeth than...
Just, I don't know, as soon as you start brushing it, it's a
goes nuts-o-bongo.
Nuts-o-bongo with the foam.
I'm going to try it. Drunk has convinced me, Travis, because if you want to go to anybody for dental health tips, Drunk.
I will say this. They have orange and mint. And I mean, orange sounds weird for a toothpaste, but after you get used to it, not so bad.
I'll try it. I'm gonna find me a new toothpaste.
It takes a bit of getting used to.
Guys, reach out to us on the social medias and
Mike,
email
us. Do you
have
a pick of the week?
Call 636-487-HAND and give me toothpaste recommendations because I'm trying new ones. It's going to be my thing this week. Yeah. Old Try Guy Mike.
And don't disappoint Andrea with two E's and not listen to Mike and you know, support us with this toothpaste recommendation.
Andrea has faith in all of you. Travis, pick of the week. My wife and I, we watched a mini series called Dez, D-E-S. It's got, I think he was a Mr. Who. He was the bad guy in the first season of Jessica Jones. Is it Tennant?
Oh, David Tennant. Yeah.
That guy's
great guy.
Fucking good, Travis.
Is he a bad guy?
Good actor. Yeah, he's a bad guy.
Oh, is that the guy that was in the Devil and the Prime? The bad angel?
Travis, you get all that?
Well, what was...
Yeah, the Devil and the Prime and the Bad Angel. Yeah.
Simon Pegg is in it.
The Good Omens. You're talking about Good Omens.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the bad... Yeah, he was the devil in that. He was also...
Yeah, he's good.
The Roddy McDowell... Roddy McDowell part in the remake of Fright Night played that weird David Blaine Chris Angel-looking magician.
I like that guy. He's good.
Yeah, he's good. Is it D-E-S? He plays like a guy who killed a bunch of people. Nice. He has like a weird Irish accent.
I was about to say, is it a British show?
I don't even know what it's on, Travis. We watched it. And it was pretty good. And you should check it out.
If you like David Tennant, also check out the three seasons of Broadchurch. Quite good.
Broadchurch?
Mm-hmm. He plays an investigator that comes to the town of Broadchurch teams up with one of the local police there. They have to solve a boy's murder. And then, you know,
is he a good guy in that, Travis? Because I don't think I'd like him as a good guy.
Yeah, he is a good guy in that. He's a good guy, but he's damaged.
Well, isn't Mr. Who a good guy, kind of?
I didn't watch Mr. Who either.
Oh, fair enough.
Travis, Liquid Lozenge brought up the other day with all that's going on in the world when we talked about Alex Jones getting kicked off of social media and how I took the stance that you can't be anti-censorship just when we're talking about people that like you agree with. And I think that's still how I feel. I think that all that's going on is scary. Even though the people that they're kicking out are people that I probably don't line up with.
I kind of feel like Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg should kick us all off of social media. Right. The world would be a better place.
Do us a favor and kick us all off. Yeah, but no, I stand firm with what I said before. When they kicked Alex Jones off, I thought it was weird, and I think it's weird now. And now I don't know, is Parler like a Twitter alternative, Travis?
I think it's more of a Facebook alternative.
They're like a oh yeah, we're closing Parler. It's like, well, why? You know that most of these people probably were on Facebook and Twitter. Like, why are you not closing them?
It doesn't matter because all of these people will find each other in GeoCities message boards if they have to. Yeah. It's not going to stop anything.
It's creepy is what it is.
If they're on these platforms, you can keep an eye on them.
So, yeah, if he brought that up, I assume, because he thought that maybe like I'd say something different. I'm not. I'm saying the same thing. I don't like it and I still don't. So like the book publishers are canceling that senator guy's book deal. I mean, they have the right to do that, sure. But it's weird. It's all weird. I don't like it. So.
And that's your final word.
What do you think, Drunk? About a week from now, we should do another one, you think?
Sure.
Maybe?
I'll have to look at see what my schedule says.
Yeah, Travis, you free?
Yeah, probably free. And in the meantime, between now and then, get some fucking chili packets from Wendy's, would you?
My God. See, I eat the chili from Wendy's, Travis, but like they give you like packets? I've never put the packets in it.
Put the packets
chili
in.
Chili sauce, you put the packets in, two of them.
That's crazy. You guys are crazy. You guys are wild.
Yeah.
You guys are wild, men, I'll tell you, Travis.
I like fried chicken.
Mercedes Benz. First we run and then we laugh till we cry.
Thank you for listening to this installment of WFOD. Join us live every Tuesday night at 9, 8 Central on Strangelabel.com. And be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at WFODshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. You can also follow Matt at The Lotus Cast, Travis at Produce Travis, or Drunk at DrunkardSTL on the Twitters. You can email any of us, Mike, Travis, Matt, or Drunk at WFODshow.com. You can give us a call when we're live or when we're not. The number there is 636-487-HAM. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Crane and Nick Lawson. If you'd like to be a Patreon, patreon.com/WFODix. Back next week. Thanks again. Goodbye.
You didn't know it's over.
Well, bye.